your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.
You know, if they were on death's door, they'd be treated within the A&E. Sure, they were a little bit sick, they had to wait a little bit longer. That doesn't wash anymore, because the truth of it is, when I talk to nurses and doctors on the ground, they will say to me privately, they cannot be guaranteed that they're able to deliver care that will save the lives of individuals.
What's going on in UHL, Taoiseach? Do you even know?
It's very clear that it's a HSE established that the task force and the team to go into University Hospital Limerick, and they're obviously reporting back to the HSE.
I think it was the biggest crime against humanity to close down A&E's in Innes, Nina and St John's Hospital.
I don't know anybody who would go to the emergency department in University Hospital Limerick unless they were advised to go to by the doctor or felt incredibly sick and had no other alternative to go to.
It's not acceptable, like I say, I think there is a pathway forward.
The reconfiguration that didn't work is the single strongest argument to make for a higher envelope of very significant funding into the Limerick region over and above elsewhere in the country. Otherwise, is a Limerick life worth less than a life elsewhere in the country?
Of course it's not.
So we have surge open in UHL most of the time. So we use our surgical day ward. We use our short stay surgical unit. We have ward trolleys. Then the other capacity that is available to us, once Innes, Nina and St John's inpatient beds are full, the only other actual physical structure there is to put a bed in is the day ward in Innes, the day ward in Nina, John's, and indeed if there's a vacant bed in Croom, which is an elective hospital.
I'm afraid of dying here on my own.
The people of this region have had enough when it comes to it, and probably the country in general. I mean, I'm only from this region, so I couldn't speak for everyone, but I think everybody's just had enough.
Just some of the many, many voices that you've heard on Limerick Today over the years when it comes to the emergency department at UHL in Dura Doyle. And Mary Cahalan is with us now from the Midwest Hospital campaign. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having us on.
Where are you?
We are standing at the gate of the hospital as we speak. There's a lot of security around. So we expect that Stephen Donnelly is due to make a second appearance here this morning at about 11 a.m.
But that's interesting because, first of all, he was due, and I think you were aware of that, which is why you decided to gather at UHL this morning, the campaign, I mean, at around 10. Then we heard he had made an unannounced visit last night.
Yes, well, we actually welcome his announced visit. We hope that he saw for himself the conditions that were in there last night. There was over 95 people on trolleys in UHL yesterday. So we hope he saw that. We hope that trolleys didn't disappear and all when he made his unannounced visit. But we believe that he's due to make another visit. There's a lot of security here, which is why we're assuming that he is going to arrive again this morning for about 11. Unless we think that he's going to have meetings in there with Bernard Gloucester and whoever else is going to.
Do you believe that you, Mary, other members of the campaign will have the opportunity to talk to him if he arrives, as you expect, for a second visit in the next few minutes?
Well, it would be. I doubt it is the honest answer, but we would be very grateful if he did come out and actually face the Limerick public, who have been for years now campaigning to have their A&Es reopened, and the Midwest Hospital campaign. We've been campaigning for years and years, and many other groups before us, you know, and we would be very grateful if Stephen Donnelly actually came out and addressed the people of Limerick and addressed their concerns, the needless deaths, the neglect, the fact that we're the only area in the country that doesn't have a Model 3 hospital for our population, which is a scandal, you know?
I mean, we have been told, because we contacted the minister this morning, that he will talk to us on Limerick Today at the start of tomorrow's show. So it'll be very interesting to hear what conclusions he's drawn from his latest visit, the unannounced one last night. you believe, and we're not certain, we haven't been told this in a confirmatory way, that he will be visiting in the next few minutes as well. We'll keep a close eye on it. But in terms of the campaign, Mary, can you make this an election issue that will put it front and centre and put pressure on politicians locally and nationally? Or is it one that, in the midst of all the various issues that will be discussed during the upcoming election campaigns, will be put to one side?
Well, it is our intention to go as a campaign, to go door to door with questions for people that they can put to their politicians when they come looking for votes in the next election. And those questions will relate to their commitments in relation to a Model 3 hospital or reopening more A&Es in this region. So we're certainly going to try and make it an election issue. There are some politicians out here already today. We think that in the Midwest in general, the issue of UHL, people dying on trolleys, young people dying on trolleys in the most tragic way, should be an election issue for the entire region. But yes, we're going to definitely
but
do our
know,
best
But we know, for example,
that.
That some politicians will privately suggest to us, they won't say it on the record, but off the record, that the issue at the ED and UHL has been going on for so long and is so well known that it's kind of almost factored in to politics locally now.
It is kind of factored into politics locally, yes, but at the end of the day, the people, these politicians, you know, it's not a very good atmosphere for them out there at the moment. So it is a good time for any campaign that is campaigning on health. It is a good time for them to pin these politicians to their collar. Like, we're not, you know, we see now, like, I would say in a cynical way that Stephen Donnelly's visit here this weekend is a political stunt. You know, why now? We believe that the health committee is due to visit on Monday. Why now? We've had all these visitors before and nothing has happened. So it is our intention to pin these politicians and nice. To pin them down. Well, we don't have any commitment from any politician, by the way, in the Midwest that they will commit to a Model 3 hospital or a reopening of the A&Es that were shut. And it shouldn't be forgotten that it was Stephen Donnelly's party in 2009 that actually shut the A&Es in this region.
Right. And 15 years since the reconfiguration. We're talking to Mary Callan of the Midwest Hospital Campaign. She and others outside the hospital in Dura Dáil at the moment, awaiting what they believe will be a second visit from the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. There seems to be quite a guard of presence in the area as well, which is suggesting that. Is the Midwest Hospital Campaign considering standing candidates for directly elected mayor in Limerick, for the local elections in the region, for the European elections in the region, all of which are coming, we know for certain, and then possibly at the general election too?
Well, we haven't discussed that, to be honest. We're not politicians in the main, you know. That is not our intention at the moment. We've never discussed that as a campaign. But now that you've suggested to us, Joe, we might actually have a look at it and see how we would fare. But at the moment, it's not our intention, no.
Okay. So here we are again. And do you believe that some of the measures that have been talked about, some of the personnel that have been put in place that we've discussed on the show in recent months, the focus from Bernard Gloucester, a Limerick man at the head of the HSE nationally, will make a difference in the months to come?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think so, you know. The issue here is an issue of capacity. Despite the measures that have been put into place since January, for example, there has been a 14% increase in the amount of people presenting to A&E. So that has been the interim response to what Bernard Gloucester and Stephen Donnelly have put in place. Replacing, you know, putting in a layer of bureaucracy to deal with the situation in UHL, which is a capacity issue. The building of the 96-bed unit. The 96-bed unit is not going to be 96 beds. We all know that. because they're going to be shutting wards in the main hospital. So it doesn't make any sense for us, a region of 420,000 people, to have one bottlenecked ED in the region. All other regions with a smaller population than us have a Model 3 hospital, you know? So why is it that the Midwest is the only region that doesn't have a Model 3 hospital?
Okay, well, look, Mary...
I hope you put that question to Stephen Donnelly when he appears
on
your
show. More than happy to ask why we don't have a Model 3 hospital and see what he has to say to that. And as I say, he is due on the show, we've been told, tomorrow, having made contact with the Minister's office. And just to mention that the Midwest Hospital Campaign has announced a drive to save lives. And this is a convoy of vehicles that will set off on Saturday the 13th of April from Ennis, Nenagh and Limerick City to mark the 15th anniversary of the closure of the region's 3A and E's. And people are being encouraged to take part, and if people in Limerick don't have a mode of transport, they're encouraged to line the route as the convoy travels through Limerick City on its way past University Hospital Limerick and on to its conclusion at the office of the HSE CEO in the Raheen Industrial Estate. So that's not this weekend, it is the following weekend. Mary Cahalan of the Midwest Hospital Campaign, thank you for joining us from outside the gates of UHL and Dura Doyle.
Your views, your news, your